Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Arki Chankute being back on the show. Dr. Arki Chankute is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 16 years. He's been hanging out with us, the founder of the outstanding organization Learning Center. LearningCenter.net is the website, and he's the author of the outstanding book Built on Trust, and which you hear me. You hear me talk about all the time on the show. I reference it. I wish you could see my copy. It's totally destroyed from use. He's our good friend, Arki Chankute. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So, Arki, in the last segment, I talked about some letters that small business owners have gotten. We got a quality letter and a Y2K letter back in the 90s. From our big customers to make sure that we were compliant with quality, so we would not be a weak link, to make sure that we had our Y2K cornflakes together so that we would not be a weak link in that area. And I'm telling my small business audience that they're going to get a couple of other letters over time. They're going to get a sustainability letter.
Mm-hmm.
Where the big companies are saying, okay, if you're going to be one of our integrated partners, which small businesses increasingly are, then we need to know we can trust that you're mirroring our sustainability commitment. We want all of our partners to be aligned with sustainability. We want to be able to trust you. And so here's a letter. Show us what you're doing so that we know we can trust you going forward. They're going to get another letter on cybersecurity. We can't spend $1 billion on cybersecurity and know that your small company, who's one of our partners, is a weak link. And as you know, in cybersecurity, weak links are easy to exploit. They're going to ask us to be able to prove that they can trust us. What do you think?
I think those are both great ideas. And likely to happen in some form. Likely to happen. Now, thinking about trust, just to define trust, it's confidence, and that's what these people are asking for. But it's confidence, but it's built up with a track record. And so they're asking for, or they would be asking in this scenario, for specific information about the track record. Now, normally, it takes, in the generation, anybody who's over 20, in the generation, normally it takes years to build trust. We don't have years. We have minutes, maybe, certainly weeks, days.
And with the velocity of change, trust has to be developed quicker. Therefore, it has to move quicker, and that's the reason why, Arki, I say that trust is more important today than it was 1,000 years ago.
Absolutely, and the key to building it quickly is to provide closure. Who's going to do what by when with an endpoint, and never say yes when you really mean maybe. Always sincere commitment. So if you get a letter like that, or you get an inquiry like that, respond immediately that day. Great idea. We will be back to you with our full plan and our full reality in 24 hours, or in a week, or in a month. But don't wait until you get your ducks lined up. Line them up now. And for both of these elements, be able to get back immediately with a date for a final full report if you don't have it ready, and then meet that date.
Well, see, I like one of the things I like what you just said that I want to come back to. You said don't wait.
That's right.
And so, folks, if you want to make people trust you, get out in front of whatever is going on. If there's a problem, don't hope that your customer is not going to find it. Even if they're not going to find it, even if they were never going to find it, call them up, go see them, send them an email and say, hey, just wanted you to know we had this issue. I'm telling you in advance, before you find it, that we're on it.
Yes.
And even if and then they'll if nothing happens, they'll just throw the email away, and but it'll let them know there's something about the people you're working with. There's something about knowing that they've got your back.
Yeah, you don't want your clients wondering and worrying. And so that if they don't get closure, like, I'll meet you at the movies at 7 o'clock, okay? At 7:10, I promise you, people are starting to wonder if you're not there.
Right.
You know, or, did he get lost? Or don't give people that opportunity, because wonder turns into worry. Worry turns into, I'm going to look someplace else for what
right.
I need.
Hold on to that thought, Archie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back with the galactic guru of trust, Archie Chakutay, after these messages. We've learned so much about trust from him. More to come. Stay with us.
Underneath my feet, heroes around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on a life, just like love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.